Continuing our post-race media availabilities after tonight's NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Ford EcoBoost 200, we're joined now by the 2018 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Rookie of the Year, Myatt Snyder, driver of the number 13 Tenda Ford for Thor Sport Racing. Myatt, hell of a season, bud. Talk to us a little bit about this evening and then the season overall.
Yeah, you know, we didn't start off the strongest truck by far. Really loose, and I couldn't really go anywhere with it. But the guys from Thor Sport, you know, Rich Lucius and everybody, did some awesome adjustments, really made some wholesale changes, and got it to where I could really drive it. And so went from, you know, struggling to run like 18th to getting, you know, catching guys in the top 10 while running 13th. So we definitely gained some spots. But yeah, it was just a really good team night for us, you know, adjusting like that. So I think it bodes well for next season, and just proud of them for giving me such a good Tenda Louisiana Hot Sauce Ford F-150.
Excellent. We'll open it up to questions for our Rookie of the Year. If you raise your hand, we'll get a mic to you. Let's start off over here on the far right, please.
David Siegel with Front Stretch. Congratulations, Myatt. So I talked to you earlier this year, and you said that you've already learned a ton this year compared to last year running full-time. But what specifically do you think that you've improved on the most from last year to this year, whether it be restarts, preserving tires, getting on pit road, things of that nature?
I think it's pretty much all of the above that you mentioned right there. The biggest thing is just learning how to race around the air, because that's it's kind of unintuitive to start, and definitely getting restarts better too, because you know, I come from a world of late model stocks where there's a lot more leeway than there is here. So you gotta be a lot more on your game here, and once you are on your game, you know, you can get some pretty good runs. You just gotta time it really, really well. So couldn't have done that without everybody from Thor Sport Racing, and you know, Duke and Ronda Thorson for giving me great trucks. So it's been a good year overall for us in our Ford F-150s.
We're going to go over here to the far left to John Haviland, then we'll come to Jacob.
Over here in the corner, no man's land. John Haviland, ESPN Albuquerque. Driving for Thor Sport, you were on a team that was the only organization using Ford. So does that make it, I don't know, more difficult or easier to live up to the performance, being that only team using that manufacturer?
I honestly liked it. You know, I've really liked working with Ford Performance. They're a great group, and they love what they do, and they have a passion for racing. So it really kind of fit the style of the team, I guess. So they've definitely helped us out a bunch, and I think that, you know, moving to Ford was a really smart move for Thor Sport. And I've enjoyed this year a lot working with them.
We'll stay over here to the left to Jacob now.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Myatt, two for you. First, When you look at the battle between you and Gilliland, I mean, there was a stretch during the summer where he really outran you guys, and it looked like it was going to be even closer than what it ended up being tonight. Does it make it rewarding to outrun a team like the Ford team from KBM?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think during the summer there was a lot of times where we were just kind of, you know, figuring things out, especially, you know, just little ins and outs that, you know, we need to get better as a team, and we've really improved upon a bunch of stuff. So that culminated in the kind of the fall stretch of the races, you know, with Talladega, Martinsville, and Vegas, you know, that sixth, second, and third. So I think honestly we've had a lot of speed. It just sometimes hasn't shown because of, you know, us maybe having some teething problems. But honestly, for where we started and where we are now, I think it's quite an improvement. So I'm just really proud of everybody for working so hard at it.
You've said in the last couple weeks that your goal is to remain with Thor Sport and with this 13 team for next year. Have you guys started having conversations on that front? Is that still, you know, what the ultimate goal is for you?
Yeah, it's still the ultimate goal. You know, we have such a synergy with me and Rich Lucius that I think it's the smartest move personally to stick with that, and, you know, see what we can do next year as a non-rookie. I think we'll honestly be running for a championship next year if we do run.
We're going to go right here in the middle to Matt.
Matt Corson with the Racing Experts. Aside from winning Rookie of the Year, when you look back at 2018, what's going to stick out the most professionally to you?
Just so much that I've learned, you know, and especially some of the close runs that we've had. You know, not a lot of people noticed, but some of the early runs we had in the season were really good. Like we had some insane speed at the first Vegas. You know, we passed Kyle Busch in the second stage for P2, and then ran sixth at Martinsville. So it didn't not all the results quite showed, but I think, you know, that was just kind of showing what the raw potential of this team was. So definitely take away some of those runs and just everything that we've improved on as a team that that really sticks out to me.
Additional questions for our 2018 NASCAR Camper World Truck Series Rookie of the Year? Any questions in the press box?
No questions.
Thank you. Mike, congratulations on a great year. We look forward to seeing you in Daytona.
Hey, thank you.